Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by MyLabs, patient-ordered testing. San Juan Regional Medical Center is expanding its services to offer low-cost blood screenings year-round. Now offering walk-in convenience to get the blood tests you want when you want them. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, is available at the hospital's laboratory and the Outpatient Diagnostic Center on 30th Street in Farmington. With nearly 20 tests available, there's an option for everyone. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, a wellness service of San Juan Regional Medical Center.
That disembodied voice you heard just a few moments ago belongs to the one and only George Sharp, who is here with us this morning. George, good morning. Thanks
good
for
morning.
Being here. Good to have you with us. Yeah, we can see you, and they can see, yes. Oh, my gosh. Wow. That is the full video experience with George Sharp, everybody. Thanks for coming, George. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Okay. I thought at 8 o'clock you'd be a little more calm, but no.
I'm three cups of coffee in.
Not happening. Exactly. Chantel Cooper is also with us, trying to stay composed with all this going on next to you. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to be the nice one in the interview today.
Right?
Yes.
Very good.
And good cop, bad cop.
Okay. And Chantel, you're the president of the Volunteer Incentive Program.
I am.
And George, we decided that you're the vice president.
Okay, I'm the vice president.
Apparently, by acclamation, is what happened. But it's great to have both of you here this morning to talk about this great program for local school groups and youth groups and kids. And it's a whole new concept of raising money for youth in our community, right? Which is what brings you here this morning.
It is a new concept. Different way to do it, and one that benefits the entire community, and
right.
Not just the youth organization.
So, explain to me a little bit about how that is. Is that the idea being, back in our day, we would sell magazine subscriptions, candy bars, whatever, to raise money for choir, band, whatever it is. Chantel, this is a whole change on that.
It is. It's kind of it's just a different concept. It's a different way to look at fundraising, that as opposed to, pimping the candy bars or doing free throws or selling raffle tickets, it's let's engage the kids in community service, teach them a lesson, create some team building, benefit the community, benefit the kids, and raise money all at the same time.
And that's what it does. And so it's been around now for a little over a year. How long has it been around?
We've actually been around almost 2 years.
2 years.
Formally.
Okay.
George and Melissa had been doing it for quite some time previous to that, just on their own. Eric and I heard about it. We jumped on their bandwagon, and then we decided to formalize it and make it available for all of San Juan County.
Got you. And so now you've got a pretty good track record after a couple of years, right? You've gotten some groups that have done this, some volunteers have been out in the community, and so far it's working the way it was designed to work, right, George Sharp?
It is working. Mm-hmm. For those that are taking advantage of it, we gave 30-ish thousand?
We gave about $30,000 away.
Sorry, we don't have exact numbers.
Yeah, to date. I mean, we've really had an influx of applications on community service here in just the last little bit. So
right. We're
actually at about 4,000 community service hours. So regardless of how much money we've given away, there's been 4,000 hours of kids out there in our community doing great, really cool things.
And that's significant, obviously,
yes.
Anytime you can do that. And the money also is nothing to sneeze at either. And that's all part of how this all works. And so you have a board that meets, and how do you get the money that you get to be able then to give to these groups?
Scott would come to people like you and say,
okay.
Hey,
well, all right.
Hey, we need some money.
Hey, you want to donate?
That is what, so, we're so about that, 4 minutes in and he's asking for money. Okay.
That really has been the challenge.
Sure.
First off is making the student groups aware that this is there.
Right.
Changing the, a certain, whether it's a football team or softball team or whatever, they've got their normal fundraisers through the year, whether it's selling ads in their programs or, again, candy bars or car washes or whatever they're doing to raise money. and getting them to change and to kind of break that mold is a challenge. Having them understand or recognize that this is available. So we've actually had more money than we've had projects.
Until now.
Okay. Now the projects are starting to show up. And so we are going back to the community, looking for donors, actually trying to get some of the donors that are currently supporting existing programs to shift that support and ask that those students do community service for that money that they're designating to that program.
Gotcha. So instead of me spending, I don't know, $20 a month on candy bars and magazine subscriptions, I could spend my $20 a month giving to you and then supporting the program.
That's correct. You can give it just generally to the program, and it will be allocated out as the needs come in, or you can designate your money directly to whatever organization you want. So if you historically support, the tennis team and that's, where your heart is, you can make sure your money goes to the tennis team.
Okay. And that's an option that folks have.
Yeah, very much so. The really cool thing about this program for businesses is, well, there's several cool things. One, it's a true donation to a 501c3 corporation.
Right.
The administration of your contributions for youth or youth groups, high schools, middle schools, or whatever it may be, t-ball, softball, baseball, gets administered by me now, essentially. You say, I'm going to give my money to VIP and I'm going to designate it to this group or I'm going to put it into the general fund. Those directions all come to me and then I manage that money for you and distribute it to the teams or people or groups that you've designated. The cool thing for me as a business owner is that then my money gets reinvested. So I get to invest in the kids that I love and support the programs that I think are important. But then that money gets reinvested in the form of community service. And I think that that's really cool. So I'm getting a double return, essentially.
Right. The other thing that's nice from a business owner perspective is you can make a single donation to VIP, allocate your philanthropic money there. And then as you're hit up by the numerous teams that knock on the door or organizations that knock on the door, you're able to point all of them, to the VIP program. And, without having to decide, I already gave, $100 or $500 to this team. It's difficult for, a lot of companies to say no. This way they don't have to say no to anybody. They point everybody to the volunteer incentive program.
Right.
We actually have tools to help with that because we have window decals that designate you as a VIP business. We have little business cards that say, I'm a VIP business. I've already, supported your youth organization. If you want to access the funds, contact VIP. And so we give you tools as a business owner so that you don't have to make difficult decisions. You just say, hey, I've already contributed. You just got to go get it.
Right. Right. And that's a whole new concept, but a whole new thing that people are starting to think about. And
yes.
And a way to make it maybe more even, I guess, and I'm not picking one school over another school or anything like that. If they're involved in the VIP program, they're going to get access maybe to my donation.
That's correct. Unless you designate it,
right,
it'll go into the general fund and it'll be split between whatever organizations apply.
On a first-come, first-served basis.
Right. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And George Sharp, you and your wife have been doing this for a number of years, and I think you're very philanthropic anyway, both of you. It's so important, I think, to be able to do that, to support these groups in the community through donations and then having this other volunteer component of it.
Right. I really started it from a self-interest, was hit up by a young lady wanting to go to a tennis camp. And I thought, well, I can't send my kids to tennis camp either, and it's like, if you want to earn it, I'll help you earn it. I'll pay you to go volunteer.
Right.
She did not take me up on that, but it gave me the idea to start the program, make the money available to the initially it was just the Farmington schools. When Chantel and Eric heard about it, they wanted to expand it to all of San Juan County,
yes,
which we have. Chantel was the one who put in the the legwork to get the 501c3 designation and to formalize it, and really has taken it to the next level. So it would just still be a simple little something for me and Melissa, but Chantel's made something awesome out of it. So
right.
we're excited about where it's headed, and hope other communities will consider similar activities or similar ways to go about it.
It must be great to see how it's grown and how big the impact now is, and even potentially even bigger once it spreads even larger.
It is. I wish I could take credit for it, but again, Chantel's the one that's doing the heavy lifting.
There you go.
I'm vice president.
That's true. Thank you for that distinction.
There's a reason for that.
Well, that's true. It may be president-elect. I don't know. But maybe it's vice president. But that's all right. Chantel, let's get to the nuts and bolts a little bit. If someone is listening or watching this morning and they would like to get more information, what's the best way for them to do that? Just to give you a call? I know you have a website, too, of course.
So the best way is actually to go to our website, which is a long name. It's volunteerincentiveprogram.org. Unfortunately, VIP.org was taken.
Some other interloper, but that's okay.
Yeah, and on that website is everything that you need in order to get started. There's our rules of engagement is what we call them. The pre-activity form, which has to be submitted for approval prior to doing your project.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to make sure that you're not we want to make sure that you're not working your own bake sale and calling it community service.
I see.
That's all.
Right.
Okay. And then there's a post-activity form that has a sign-up sheet. So you go do your project. Everyone signs the list. All the youth that are working sign the list for that team. Someone that's receiving the service signs off on it to vet it. You then turn it back into me, and I issue you a check.
That's how it goes.
That's how
it
goes.
Simple as that.
It's pretty simple.
Look at that. Go ahead, George.
Would like to make the point that this is available not just for school sports teams, but for youth organizations out in the community, whether it's Boys and Girls Scout troops or other type youth organizations like that.
But church groups count?
American Heritage Girls.
Okay.
I mean, really, it's anybody that runs between the ages of 5 and 18 that are still in school, regardless of what the organization does. It doesn't have to be school-sponsored.
Gotcha.
In addition, individuals, we've kind of taken the stance that if an individual is trying to raise money for a worthy cause for themselves to go
attend a church camp or
to attend a leadership conference was one we looked at.
AP capstone students who want to pay for their AP testing fees.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we'll support the check needs to be written not to that student but to the leadership camp they want to go to or to the AP capstone to pay for their AP fees or whatever. But individuals can apply and can go earn money as well.
Okay. And their first step would be to go to the website?
Yes.
Chantel, same thing, right?
Same thing. Go to the website. If anything is unclear, you can always call me. And our phone number is 326. I'm having to look at the screen because I can't remember.
That's all right. That's why we put it up there.
326-2477.
You never call it, do you?
I never call it. And sometimes it's weird because that phone number is rolled straight over to my cell phone. So I don't necessarily answer the phone volunteer incentive program. But, you know, you're going to get me.
Okay.
So.
But if you don't, leave a message.
Leave a message.
And you will get back. But this is a great opportunity for folks, I think, to take advantage of what the work that you all are doing in the community and sharing in this pool of money that local businesses are contributing. It doesn't have to be a business. It could be individuals, too, right?
Absolutely.
It could be anybody.
Anybody.
Could it even work?
It could be me.
Yes, Scott, you could make a quarterly contribution.
I'm getting that message loud and clear. Yes.
Yes,
but that's
absolutely
good. But for other businesses that do want to take part or other individuals, again, the website is the way to make those donations and things like that?
Actually, if you're going to be a business that would like to speak with us about the program, we have a donor packet. I'd be glad to come to your office, meet with you, explain the program, assure you that everything is good. Someone's out in the hallway.
George is distracted by the shiny thing in the window.
Right. I'm a distracted driver.
Yes. I'd be glad to present it. Any kind of group that would like more information, I always bring along George because he's more fun than I am. So.
I beg to differ. My wife would beg to differ.
Well, there you are.
Scott knows better.
No comment, but that's all right. We are out of time. both of you this morning. We are.
We're just getting started, and George hasn't even sang yet.
He has not, and I think it's maybe a good thing. But but we'll have you back. How's that?
Awesome.
And I appreciate you both coming in very much. Right. And it is the Volunteer Incentive Program. And again, we will show the website and the phone number one last time for folks who are interested. VolunteerIncentiveProgram.org.
Yes, sir.
And the phone number 505-326-2477.
Thanks for
Perfect.
Listening. Thanks
Thank
for caring.
You.
Thank you very much. Thank you both of you for the work that you're doing in the community and a great option for local youth and youth groups. So,
right. Yeah, great. Thank
thanks
you.
Very much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right,
Scott. My guest, Volunteer Incentive Program here on KSJE. Back with more in just a moment. The time is 8:30.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.